great Mars.
Welcome once again to Rocketing Spaceman,
the science fiction adventure serial that dares to ask, will it ever be okay to wear white shoes after Labor Day? Last week, as the forces of evil continued the enrichment of ghost chilies for their atomic salsa project, our heroes were sweating under the vicious fluorescence of a subway train.
Did you see that Giants game last night?
Yeah. Go Giants!
Go Giants!
Meanwhile, in a more interesting part of the universe, Warlord Narkantia Mortumbus and Turbanus Fallacian are flying home after their introduction.
Wow. Long ride home, boss.
Yes, quite.
What do you do when you're off work, boss?
One is never off work if one is a revolutionary.
Is that us? Are we revolutionaries?
When it's convenient. I enjoy simple proletariat pleasures. Polo, Greco-Roman wrestling. Shuffleboard, a good poker, you know. I venture on occasion to the pie shop for some indulgences.
Well, who doesn't love a good poker?
Yes, infectious. You know, road trips like this take me back to my college days. Even prep school occasioned the odd. And that's why the workers have got to take over the mill. Don't you see? You can never be free until you own the means of production the universal struggle against. And that's why.
Oh, hey, look, we're already to Saturn.
The ruling. Yes, it is a nice time of year, isn't it?
When I was back on the farm, I used to love Saturn. I'd be out tending the bees, or sometimes on a quilting bee night. It would just be right there, big and bright.
You were a beekeeper?
Well, just for work. And for fun, I was a four-time champion of the Amish Chinese Checkers League.
You were an Amish beekeeper that was a living?
Well, I was also a barn raiser for hire, but... Well, there was a lot of competition, and then all those free ones. Sometimes I think about that simple life.
Well, your humble agrarian class gives you an unquestionable access to the greatest truths. Why, you're more in tune than anyone else, you know.
Well, then how come you're the boss?
Keep your eyes on the road.
Well, in a truly classless society.
You know, nobody likes a troublemaker. Nobody likes a troublemaker, Turbanus. Don't push your luck, old boy. It is the way it is, and as it should be. Now drive!
What will become of our heroes? How will they ever survive? Join us again next week when Phileas Traxentanus says to Philonius Traxentanus,
I really don't want to kill that Phineas guy. He's kind of hot.
This is bullshit, man. You know how long it took me to park?
Whatever.
And Fantasia Winklepink makes a startling confession.
I pee standing up sometimes, honey. Did you want more marmalade?
Next week on Rocketing Spaceman!